sponsored by Pfizer.
You are hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Stan, how are you?
What can I do to make this night even more special for you?
If you just put out a song to someone special, I don't really want to say any names or anything, but...
Why are we being so secretive, though?
Because we don't know how this person feels yet, and I just would like to take things slow. You know, it's kind of complicated.
Oh, boy, could I have some fun prying into your business. But how about I just play a sweet song for you that God would give you direction so you would know exactly which way to go?
I would appreciate that.
How's that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for being vulnerable.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Strands in your eyes, the color them wonderful, stop me and steal my breath. And emeralds from mountains and thrust towards the sky.
myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem isn't what you're fighting like, a feeling like a bad habit. It's hard to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
Robin, what can I do for you?
Well, I kind of wanted to tell you about a guy that touched me, made me trust men again.
What's his name?
Alex.
And is Alex a boyfriend, a best friend, a mentor friend? What is Alex?
He's a fiancé, soon to be husband.
Oh, a fiancé friend.
Yeah.
How did Alex break through a wall I'm assuming you had built around your heart?
Well, I had a couple of harsh, every type of abusive relationship beforehand, and I'm his first. So, and especially last year after I found out my mom had breast cancer, he was with me no matter what. Even if I had to watch my mom's dog, he was there.
You're his first girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
And you've had a couple of bad relationships?
Yes, I have.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 27.
So you've just had a history of making bad choices, which tells me you were probably pretty hurt as a child.
Yeah, I grew up with my grandmother, who's my mom, brought me up wonderfully. But I had to overcome quite a bit.
I'm glad you've come out strong on the other side. What song can I play for you?
I was actually hoping you could pick one for us.
I will do that. Congratulations, sweetheart.
Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find.
You know, I have been doing this show for a long, long time. You might have heard me mentioning that earlier in the show, that I have been on the air for 49 years, 50 years next year, and I've been doing this show for 39 years. So I've been a part of your requests and dedications and your weddings and your anniversaries for a long time. And I love hearing from people that have been longtime listeners, especially people that have listened and now their kids listen or their grandkids listen. And in just a moment, I'm going to get to talk to a young woman who has shared this show with multiple generations of women in her family. Stay tuned for that story coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
My heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You fell so hard. I've learned the hard way to never let it get better.
Radio Music You Should Know featuring Coldplay. Feels like I'm falling in love.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop.
angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. On fields of flowers grow.
Create your own Coldplay custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Get into you. Don't try to find. It's Friday night, girls' night with Delilah.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome aboard. What can I do for you tonight?
I just wanted to say thank you. I was just listening to you, and you were talking about how you have been doing this for 30 years. And I was thinking, as when I was a little girl, my aunt and my grandmother and my mom all would listen to you. And there have been two of them that have passed away, and it was just a really good memory for me. So I just want to thank you for what you do. It was very comforting to hear your show tonight. So I just wanted to call in and say thank you.
Well, so let's have a Friday night girls celebration together. And who knows, maybe the Lord will let my show be broadcast in heaven.
That would be wonderful.
Maybe grandma and aunt can still listen in and still share in the season with us.
Yes, I do believe they're still with us. But yes, your show was a blessing, and they always loved your show, and I still love it today. So thank you for what you do.
You're welcome, Tracy. Are you all grown up now? Do you have a family of your own?
I do. I'm actually 40, and I have an 18-year-old and a 23-year-old, so yep.
And did we share the show with them? Am I like four generations here?
Yes, you are. My daughter, we listen to you when we go on our little girl's day, because she's 18 now. We go get her hair done, and so, you know, on the way back, we'll be listening to you. So she always knows Delilah's on.
Well, what a blessing, what an honor to be included in your family tradition all these years, Tracy. Thank you for calling, and thank you for the thank you. You are most certainly welcome. And so long as God gives me a voice and a platform, I'll be right here.
Well, thank you so much, Delilah. I hope you have a great night.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
a beautiful September evening in the city. Go look at the moon. And a perfect night for the Feast of San Gennaro in Little Italy. Tonight, I want to send a big hello to my friends at La Mela Restaurant and my friends Marissa. I love you. I miss you. I see you there. Everyone along Mulberry Street and Grand Street and Mott, wave back. You're in the shop, in the store, waving at your radio. It's a beautiful night to be out and about. If you are down at the Feast of San Gennaro, let me know. 1-800-222-1067. We will be back, New York City. You're listening to Delilah. New York's 106.7 Light FM. This is The Light at Night. I'm Delilah. Every Friday night, for years, if you listen to the show, you hear me say, it's Friday. And you probably ask yourself, why does she say that? Well, years ago, when my daughter was a newborn, she's going to be 30 this year, so it was, you know, that many years ago, before God called my mother home, she came to Philadelphia to spend a few weeks with me. And I took her to the Big Apple, the first time she had ever been to New York City. And we went on one of those guided bus tours. Have you ever gone on those? They're so much fun. And our bus tour guide was a woman named Marion. And Marion couldn't talk. She couldn't say, hi, how are you? She had to say, hello, my darling, how are you? She sang. She was a Broadway performer, or an off-Broadway performer. At this stage in her life, she was an off-Broadway performer. But she was a hoot. And she gave us the best tour that money could buy. And she kept saying, it's Friday, like every 5 minutes. Like, she was so excited that the weekend was there. And when we were walking around and I was engaging in conversation with her, I said, are you in a show this weekend? Is that why you're so excited? And she said, no, I haven't been in a show in years. I'm just excited because I might get to go to a show. And she was just an excited person. She had an infectious personality. You couldn't stand next to her without smiling. She had such good energy, such good love that was just oozing out of her. And it was perfect. It was the perfect day. It was the perfect tour. It was the perfect day with my mom. That was October. And 4 months later, she was diagnosed with brain cancer. But that day will live in my heart forever. And Marion will live in my heart forever. And now she'll live in your heart, because every Friday you'll hear me say, it's Friday. And you'll say, oh, that's the tour guide Marion speaking right there. Thank you for being with us tonight. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I hear clouds, highest mountain.
doing car care right.
It's Friday night, girls' night with Delilah.
Welcome aboard. You've called Delilah on New York's Light at Night. Who is this?
Grace.
Grace, what can I do for you?
I had a boyfriend for the past 3 years. We're both middle-aged. And I lived with him for 2 years, and now he decided, you know, he's renovating his house, and I don't live with him. And little by little, I feel like I've been, you know, pushed farther and farther. I mean, he'll say I'm his girlfriend, but I don't understand what kind of girlfriend that is. If we don't see each other, we don't spend time together. We used to travel. We did everything. We were, like, joined at the hip.
No, you're in a relationship with somebody who doesn't want to be in a relationship.
But I fell in love with him.
That's not the point. You love him. You want a relationship. He doesn't want the same thing, and he's shown that by his actions loud and clear.
But then why does he say he loves me?
I'm sure he does love you. But loving somebody and wanting to be connected to them and wanting to be invested in them and wanting to be emotionally available are two different things.
It just hurts so much.
It hurts very, very much because you love him, and what your heart's desire is to be one with him and to be a couple and to be a team and to have the sort of intimacy you once experienced. Even though you love him with all your heart, you deserve to be involved with somebody who wants to be connected to you. And who goes out of his way to show you every day that you are the most important person in his world. And he's not doing that, is he?
No.
And you can spend the rest of your life trying to figure him out and trying to figure out the whys. And you'll just drive yourself nuts. So you need to let go of the hopes and the dreams and the what you wish still was and accept the what is. You know, you might encourage him to go to a doctor. He might be suffering depression. There might be a reason that he has changed, his personality has changed, and that might be the root of it. He might have medical issues like diabetes or something that is causing a change in his moods.
He takes pain medicine for an injury, so that can have something to do with it. But
there's medical reasons or physical reasons that people go through changes.
Right.
Let me find a song for you.
Thank you, Delilah.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy needing girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
Delilah DeLima sponsored this evening is a school I'm so excited to tell you about. Milton Hershey School, which is in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It may well be the single best school I have ever spent time at. The people who teach and who care for more than 2,100 students there are simply amazing. They're dedicated individuals making a huge impact on our world with the love, the learning they share with each and every student. From graduating high school seniors to incoming kindergarten age boys and girls, preschool actually, Milton Hershey School is a full-time school that welcomes students from challenging financial environments. This school welcomes them and pays for their education and their living expenses, and they have a beautiful campus that they live on.
It's just unbelievable. There is a place for you there too. Milton Hershey School is welcoming married couples as house parents. You'll be living with 8 or 10 or 12 students as house parents. It's a full-time, year-round position. You can have children of your own, or you may be empty nesters. But if you have a love for children, this could be your place and your future position. Every detail has been thought of and provided for. Your job is to care for your students as your own. It won't feel like a job as much as it will feel like you've made an extended family. There are more than 250 couples living this experience right now. It pays well, and more importantly, your heart will be so full. Learn more about it all at mhskids.org. There's videos, there's stories, and ways to apply online. mhskids.org is the website to go to if you think that you could help transform lives.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma reads like this. My best friend in the world has come to be a friend of my son's too. I'm 47, he's 24, and mature beyond his years. The dilemma is that my son doesn't understand, and honestly, neither does anyone else. To add to the problem, we have developed feelings beyond friendship. I've grown to admire and respect this young man so. I feel so completely comfortable with him. I don't want to lose this person from my life. And I definitely don't want to alienate my children or my family. My friend has been there for me in every situation that he could ever be. He has seen me at my worst and continues to care for me anyway. He is a true friend. Do I trust my instincts and continue in this relationship and see where it goes? Or do I end it now before we both get hurt or hurt others in our lives? Sincerely, Ellen, not her real name. I will have my sincere response to you, Ellen, in just a moment.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Chasing my blues away. I'm gonna ride fever ends.